Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day, and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. All right, ladies, so in episode 20, we talked about how to respond to the feelings of rejection. And so in this episode, we're going to continue on the topic of rejection, but I want to talk about not letting rejection define who that you are. As a Christian, there will be times in our lives when people will try to come at us, and we'll have the opportunity to feel rejected or unwanted. But I want you to know that it's up to you whether or not you're going to let what they say about you define who you are, or whether you're going to do what we talked about in episode 20 and talk to God about it, cast your cares on Him, and let God define who you are. When we give in to those thoughts of rejection, we're giving those people who rejected us control over our lives. And I don't know about you, but I know I don't want them controlling my life. You are worth so much more than letting those people control you and determine your worth. God sees you as priceless. He sees you as so valuable that He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. Rejection does not measure your true worth. You know, I think about the story of Leah and Rachel in Genesis 29. Rachel was the beautiful sister. She had it all going on the outside. And Leah, well, she was the less desirable sister. See, no one even noticed Leah because of her looks, except for God. They didn't notice her character or her personality. They didn't even give her the time of day. But God showed Leah how much He loved her and how valuable she was to Him. While Rachel, the beautiful sister, struggled to have children, Leah was able to have many children. Leah, however, she thought she was worthless. She was listening to what they were saying about her, and she was taking what she believed about herself from those people that were rejecting her. She knew that her husband didn't love her. She knew that her husband thought she was ugly. She knew that her husband didn't even want to spend time with her. You know, one thing that I think is so neat about Leah, though, is that she turned to God in this time. We can see her personal relationship with God grow, and we see this as her sons are being born. In Genesis 29:32, Reuben is born. The name Reuben means misery. This is where Leah is starting out with her walk with God. She's hurting and she doesn't feel like she's valuable. All she feels is rejected and unwanted and ugly and not smart and all of these feelings. And so she's crying out to God and she's telling Him, Lord, I hurt. I feel rejected. I feel unwanted. If you're hurting or you're feeling rejected or unwanted, this is a great place to start. Call out to God. He's there for you. Then in Genesis 29:33, we see that when her next son is born, she chose to name him Simeon. That name Simeon means the one who hears. See, with Reuben, she's crying out to God because of her hurt and her pain. When Simeon is born, she's starting to understand that God is there for her and is listening to her heart cry. She just wants to feel loved and accepted. When you call out to God, He hears you, and He's waiting with His arms of love wide open, ready for you to come to Him. He wants to meet you right where you're at. He doesn't want you to have to feel like you need to get everything together in your life and that you have to be perfect to come to Him. He just wants you just as you are. Then in Genesis 29:34, Levi is born. The name Levi means attached. As Leah is continuing to grow in her relationship with God, she's beginning to understand that, you know what? It doesn't matter what they say about her. All that matters is what God is saying about her. This is so huge. As you go to God and you begin to get into his word and learn about what he says about you, you'll begin to understand that, like Leah, God so loves you. He chose you specifically to be his daughter. He adopted you into his family. He is for you, not against you. The people who have hurt you may or may not change. They may or may not turn to God, but all you can do in those moments is pray and you turn to God. I encourage you, don't spend your life focused on the choices that they are making and how they should change. We can't change anyone. You know, this is something I talk to teens about a lot. The only person's choices that you can change are your own. You can't change the choices of somebody else. Only God can do that. But those people, they have to let God do that. It's the choice of the people. God wants to do it, and he's ready to do it, and he's waiting for it. But those people have to choose it. So just because those people are acting the way that they are, and they're rejecting you, and they're making you feel horrible, it doesn't mean that it is your fault, even if they say it is. Sometimes people treat us mean, they treat us horrible, and then they say, well, it's your fault. Do not believe that for one second. So now going back to Leah, now her fourth son is being born. And we see this in Genesis 29:35. And by the way, not all of these sons are born at the same time. These are like, there are time spans between each one of them. But her next son is born, and she names him Judah, which means praise. God has so delivered Leah from all the rejection and all of the hurt, even though she still faced every single day that rejection. God had completely delivered her from it. All she could do now was praise God because she knew how much God loved her. Do you want to know something else that's pretty awesome about Leah? It was through Leah's family tree that Jesus was born. Jesus is known as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. That same Judah is Leah's son. Leah is Jesus's great-grandma. See, when everybody else rejected her, God said, this is how valuable that you are. You're going to be Jesus's great-grandma. How cool is that? That's pretty awesome. Hebrews 13:15 says, God will never leave you nor forsake you. That word forsake means abandon. God will never leave you nor will he abandon you. See, God understands rejection. Jesus understands rejection. Jesus understands completely what it was like to be rejected and abandoned over and over again throughout his life and his ministry. See, God understands rejection. People reject him every single day. Jesus understands rejection. He was rejected over and over again throughout his entire life and ministry here on earth. Isaiah 53:3 says that Jesus was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Even though Jesus did nothing wrong ever, he was rejected and despised. There was even one time in his ministry where he went back to his hometown and couldn't even do a mighty work there because of their rejection to him as the Lord and Savior. Even Jesus' half-brother James hated Jesus his whole entire life. It wasn't until after Jesus' death and resurrection that James came to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. When you feel rejected, abandoned, unwanted, know that God understands. Know that Jesus understands what you're going through. When you reach out to God, he is reaching right back to you with his arms of love wide open, ready to meet you right where you're at. In God, you're accepted. Ephesians 1:3-6 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In God, you are blessed. You are chosen. You are loved. You are predestined. You are adopted. You are delivered. You are forgiven. You are accepted. You are valuable. In podcast episode 20, I ended with the lyrics to Danny Gokey's song Wanted. And I want to repeat those lyrics again today. And as I repeat those lyrics from God's point of view to you, I want you to close your eyes and let these words sink in. If you could see it through my eyes, you'd know that you are wanted. And if you let my love inside, I'll show you that you're wanted. You're more than all your darkest moments. You're defined by what I see. You're my reflection. You're my treasure. You're my heartbeat. Oh, child, you belong to me. Not rejected, not unwelcome, you're wanted. Not abandoned, not forgotten, you're wanted. Let that sink in. All right, and as we say every single week, I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. If you have not yet subscribed to our podcast, that would be such a huge blessing. Go ahead and do that right now. And then one more thing, if you have not yet marked your calendars for June 21st, be sure to mark your calendars because that is the day the doors to the God Confident Girls course is opening up. And let me tell you, this course is incredible. I'm going to be sharing more information about what this course is over the next couple of weeks. So be on the lookout. All right, have an incredible day and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.